Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the reopening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight we had March corn up a penny and a half at 459 and a half. March wheat up 6 cents at 609 and three quarters, and March beans up 8.5 cents at 1245. A little bit of short covering here before the reports at 11 o'clock. Obviously, these reports in January can have, you know, certainly a surprise in them. I wouldn't be surprised if we had some surprises. We're looking at quarterly grain stocks. We're looking at production. We're looking at weed seeding. We're looking at the carryouts from WASD. So there's quite a bit of reporting that's going to come out here today. I would imagine the initial minute might be, pretty wild out here. And then they'll see what the whole numbers are, and then we'll see what the funds want to do out here. Right now, we've got gold up $42 an ounce, silver up 80 cents, crude oil up $2 a barrel. I think that's an indication of the war risk increasing in the Red Sea. The rebel Houthi claim that they're going to have a retaliation for the UK and US attack on the Houthi positions. Tit for tat out here, and it looks like it can increase. Iran is the one backing the Houthis, so the world is concerned that maybe we drag Iran into a bigger wide-scale war out here. But that's, I think, the reason why the metals are up and the crude oil is up. And that's supporting, you know, the grain prices to some extent. There'll certainly be some delays getting grain around the world if the Red Sea gets shut down, basically. So we'll have to see where that goes, but it's a little bit friendly. The weather is the other big story out here. We're getting slammed here in the Chicago area. 10 inches of snow, big winds, cold temps. It's going to be zero for a high temp on Monday with wind chills 20 below. So this is the first big deep freeze weekend that we're seeing out here. And the question is, will any of this affect the wheat? Where they don't have snow cover, it'll be a problem with the winter kill, but looks like most of the main growing areas have got some pretty good snow cover out there now. So overall, let's see, what else do we have in here? Brazilian soybean imports were down. Chinese imports were down. I think that's an indication of the weak Chinese economy. I'm also hearing some other stories about how weak their economy is, so that's not particularly friendly for beans. But I think the big question is, once these reports come out, do the funds want to start covering short positions? And we'll just have to see. Even if the reports are bearish and the knee jerk is lower, I think the funds will be in here buying. So hopefully we'll see higher prices before the end of the day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.